You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Hattage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Samson.
I want to thank y'all for coming out.
Here's welcome back, motherfuckers.
Welcome back.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Living my best life.
How you doing over there, Angie?
Oh, I'm alive.
It's good. I'm glad you're alive. Because I don't know how to fucking work that switchboard over.
Right.
We all be kind
of shit out of luck.
I know the red buttons look really tempting, but you shouldn't push most of them.
Yeah, I'm a tech guy, so you never touch the red shit.
It just see? Halfway just there. I'm proud of you already.
Unless you got on this fly-ass jacket that Macho got on.
I don't know. Those alien-looking sunglasses.
It's out of this world together, tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Get his macho on.
Get my macho. We got planetary
shit. We got to get you some of the... what was the shit that... Randy Savage used to wear the fucking
tassels.
The tassels, not just the tassels. It was him and Hogan used to wear the motherfucking the
streamers or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Streamers.
I don't know what
them niggas was rocking.
Put some bike streamers on your shoulders.
Big ass niggas walking around with furs
get your little
on,
bell too.
With furs on and shit. Looking
most
crazy.
Definitely, I'm down for that. I'm down for the furs. Any type of dramatic.
Any type of fly shit.
Yeah, I'm for it.
As possible.
We gotta take you to Dietrix, dog. And get
shout out to Dietrix.
He's gonna show up next week in pasties.
Get you a chinchilla.
Dietrix furs. Dog, I was singing Dietrich Furs a couple days ago in front of my mama house. I don't know why it just popped into my head.
Detroit nigga shit.
Yeah.
Is that a Detroit staple?
It is.
Is Dietrich a staple?
Furs.
You don't call it a yeah.
That's a Detroit thing? Are they everywhere or just here?
I mean, Detroit is the only city gaudy enough for where niggas shouldn't be buying furs, but they got them.
Buying furs in 40-degree weather. Like, it ain't hot, cold enough for that.
My cousin Larry had a $10,000 chinchilla.
Did he keep it in the refrigerator?
And he wore it as a hat? I don't understand where this is going.
No, I'm like a full-length chinchilla mink. Like, like a fur. Like
I thought you meant a real live chinchilla.
So no. It's
an interesting pet you chose to have.
People have chinchillas as pet.
Yeah. They're really soft.
I mean, yeah.
They wear them as coats.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And
that's terrible.
How many of them do it take to make a full coat?
8,500.
Billion.
Damn.
Niggas walking around with a trillion chinchilla coat.
I think it do take like 200.
Look at my chinchilla train.
It takes like 210 chinchilla to make one coat.
Cruella de Vil of the rodents.
That's right.
Right. Because they small as hell.
That's a mean bitch. Like, like, it's a lot of Disney villains that go underscored. But like, you think about like, everybody think about Scar. Scar killed his brother. He was a whole ass nigga, ruined the kingdom.
You got my, he wanted to kill 101 puppies.
You got my nigga Gaston picking on crazy niggas, trying to get their daughters, tried to kill the beast.
Vile.
But Cruella De Vil, this bitch was so ruthless, dog. This bitch was trying to kill puppies, and she was smoking squares longer than Mutombo fingers,
that
nigga.
That long ass cigarette she had.
That bitch was smoking 251s, dog.
No, and she was driving lit.
Lit. Like, I'm talking about, like,
I mean,
elbows out.
She was living lavish, man. That car was dope. Her coat was dope. The way she wore it was dope. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I was a fan.
Cruella
I was a fan.
It's a lot of old bitches in Detroit that ain't nothing but Cruella De Vil.
Just without the swag.
Yeah, some of them got the swag. Old church bitches.
No, I ain't talking about them old church bitches with 20-gallon hats.
That's a different type of vibe. The old church bitches with the white gloves.
With the flower.
Yeah.
The nurse of the...
Like, the hat game be ridiculous.
I already told you how I feel about them bitches, man. I ain't got nothing good to say about them.
What you got to say about them?
Nothing. Nothing that my Aunt Mildred wouldn't have said about them.
I got that butterscotch candy, though. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing about that.
Nah, you mostly gotta have a butterscotch candy with the Jolly Ranchers on deck.
Yeah, worst candy in their goddamn purse.
Well, no, the worst candy was them bitch ass butter mints, nigga.
The hell is a butter mint?
It's like you bite into it and it just like turns to dust and it all tastes like a mint.
Oh, you talking about them soft ass
weak
mints?
Ass soft candies? Yes.
Oh, I hate them soft
almost
mints.
Almost like the like multicolored.
Yeah.
I always thought those ones that look like a strawberry, but you open up and they were
horrible.
Just the taste of like death. What were those?
Why was the candy such like
not
an easy
strawberry.
Like,
not strawberry
transition?
At all.
Like
they were
when
like,
you were sitting in there.
They were like punchkies, but strawberries.
Yeah. I think strawberries is like the most copied fucking fruit that everybody just gets wrong. Like I ain't never
tasted like
nothing that was supposed to be strawberry flavored that tastes like a strawberry. Like you can get away with this shit with grape because grape is really just a taste of purple. Like we've accepted that nothing grape flavored tastes like a fucking grape.
Just same thing with cherry. Like, cherry doesn't taste like cherry. Like, you have a, because after I ate cherry shit, I never really had a cherry when I was a kid. And I ate one, I'm like, this cherry don't taste right. No, the shit that I've been eating don't taste right.
That cherry slapped you in the fucking mouth like, you bitch ass.
This shit all tart. None of this shit tastes like this. This is America. I'm used to more artificial shit.
We all used to the artificial shit. Shout out to the people sending their kids to school with $3 to go to the gas station to get an Arizona honey bun and a bag of chips for breakfast.
And we get shot.
Oh, that was the holy grail.
Fucking Arizona and Skittles is the thing to get you shot.
Yeah, but remember when we was kids, man, you can get a juice, a honey bun, and a bag of chips for
you get a whole dinner for like $2.
A whole dinner for $2. Yeah, because I went to the store and I was trying to get a bag of chips. And that shit was like 33 cent, 50 cent. I'm like, what? Where the 25 bags at?
They don't have 25 cent bags no more. They got 59 fucking cent bags, two for a dollar.
I used to be able to get a whole Faygo for 59 cent.
You used to. But I mean, you know.
She made macho change mics.
She had to.
If you didn't roughhouse it so much before we started.
I had to make sure it was correctly adjusted.
You sound crispier than tempura right now, my nigga. Maybe it was for the best thing.
It's the jacket. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking about Coke when he first came in here, and he got the glasses, so.
Speaking of Coke, speaking of glasses.
Allegedly.
I want everybody allegedly, that can see our stupid asses right now to take a look at Macho's shirt. And I want you to look at the symbolism of what Macho got covering that fucking shirt.
One of the best teams in the NFL.
Macho has red covering that fucking shirt because the Lions is a team and a fucking franchise are a bunch of fucking bums. I'm sorry that I didn't get to talk about this last week. You know, y'all losing to the worst fucking team in the NFL wouldn't have been so bad if you didn't turn around and lose to the second worst fucking team in the NFL. And not even close losses. Not even like, you know, that was a good game. You motherfuckers was getting blown out like these teams were motherfucking Super Bowl competitors. This shit was ridiculous.
Look, man, I gave up on watching football at the right time.
You did.
You know, I ain't watched football for about 3 years now.
You ain't missed shit.
And it's like the Lions get bummier every decade.
Fucking decade.
Like decade.
I really just think it's the management. I really don't even think it's the players anymore. I used to think like, oh, it's just the players.
No, you think it has nothing to do with Stafford throwing how many interceptions? Clearly the management.
Or just dropping the fucking ball. Whoever posted that picture of the little hand emoji taking that nigga yays, man, let's give that nigga a round of applause.
Take them
right now.
Take them shit.
But let me ask this though. So why is it that like when teammates leave Detroit,
they get better?
They get better, and it, like what is that?
When you leave an abusive home, you tend to do better as a person unless you've already been fucked up.
Yeah, because they leaving a cesspool. They leaving trash. Now they lit. Because, like, we had great players that we wasted their whole careers, like Megatron.
Yeah.
We damn near killed that. Like,
I felt bad for Megatron.
He didn't even
want
to play football
situation.
No more. Like, he's been used to winning for, 18, 20 years of his life. He get here.
Bum
win
shit.
Shit. Yeah, he'd be like, y'all niggas trash. And he'd be like, you know what? I'm not even coming back.
We just going to have to pray that the Lions get better. I feel like it's going to happen.
I'm sensing a Dirty Dozen part two.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there is a spark left. I'm hoping. There is a spark left. We're gonna sit here. And we're gonna say a prayer for the Lions. We're gonna sit here and hold hands.
I don't know if you want an atheist saying prayers for them niggas, dog.
You just as miserable.
I think they're gonna need a lot more than that.
That's yeah. Right. I don't know, man. I really feel like they are, let's address the yes, they are at their worst, I feel like, potential wise.
Bro, they literally had the easiest start to a season that they've had in decades. They literally put these niggas against the two worst teams in the league and they got blew the fuck out. If this is any indication of anything,
that's it.
Shout out to all you niggas
out
there.
It's gonna change.
Shout out to all you
niggas
out there.
I'm gonna believe it's gonna change. I'm gonna stick it through.
Who would buy season tickets at the Lions? Like, what's the point of doing that? Just to be there?
I feel like they still believe. Like, I feel like there's still people out there that still believe. I mean, same dudes that still wear those Barry Sanders jerseys every fucking year.
Barry Sanders is a great player.
I mean, it's either that or they were drunk really late one night and just like, oh, man, look what I bought.
Hey, I got $500 to burn.
Much respect to them two dudes that stood up and started throwing hands because the game was goddamn trash.
I saw that. Well, it was just two drunk dudes. I don't even think they even paid. By first quarter, they was already too faded.
It was like,
it didn't even matter who was playing.
They got up and was like, oh, my white privilege running over. And they just started scrapping.
I mean, but how does
the power bar went up too
high? How does white privilege work against white privilege?
Yeah, how does that work?
It worked like in the Lions game when they started throwing hands at each other. That's how it worked. They just be like, oh, I can't beat you with money, so let's fight.
I saw that at a... I think I witnessed that at
you bought the same $500 tickets I bought. So I can't make it rain on your bitch ass, so I'm about to throw these hands at your bitch ass.
I seen that happen at a Chipotle.
Oh my God. Like, how savage you gotta be to fight a nigga in Chipotle.
Like,
don't fight me in Chipotle. I'm gonna throw some goddamn habaneros in your fucking eye, nigga.
Yeah, they was.
Who gets that angry over a burrito?
Yeah, they was just mad.
Whoever eating that motherfucking whole ass Chipotle. Chipotle is literally the restaurant equivalent of we got food at home. You literally could have made all that whole ass shit at home. Wow. You gonna pay these niggas to throw that bullshit rice and that chicken and beans in a bowl for your punk ass. You gonna
It wasn't just cause of that. It was like he cut it in front of him. Like, I think that's what it was.
He cut it in front of him in the line.
Yeah, it was a power struggle.
He was like, "You're not gonna get this trash before I do."
Yeah. Like, they were, that's basically what it was. Bum fights part deuce.
Bum fights below the border.
Below the border.
Trash.
Locato.
I grew up in Southwest Detroit, so I can't excuse no nigga going to Chipotle, man. It's too many fly Mexican restaurants. Actual Mexican fucking restaurants that aren't owned by McDonald's that you could have went to.
Well, you're talking about people that don't really care about themselves that much. So.
It's true. Shout out to my nigga Tudda spoke the gospel about motherfucking people that don't care about themselves eating at Chipotle. And if you're listening to Haddish Underground right now and eating Chipotle, please like, share, and subscribe.
Well, Macho eating Taco Bell right now.
The fuck? Hey, I'm all for it, man. It don't even matter. I came in eating Taco Bell.
Fuck what you heard, nigga. I fuck with Taco Bell.
Had Taco Bell when you're not drunk or high? It is 50% worse. Yeah. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think when I'm eating Taco Bell. I think that's bad.
It's only meant to be ate drunk.
I know what punishment that I'm in for. It's kind of like eating Tellway burgers.
Yeah, it's like going to McDonald's. You know what you're in for.
But especially like Taco Bell's in the hood.
God,
I'd rather go to a suburban like Taco Bell or something. Like, at least they're gonna.
It is a different experience.
Give you a 6 hour old taco instead of a.
Did y'all see that motherfucking video? Did y'all see that video of the couple that drove up to a Taco Bell and nobody in the restaurant could speak English?
I want to go to that Taco Bell.
That Taco Bell's probably bomb.
It's probably lit.
Not if you whole ass niggas can't take my fucking order. See?
I could point. Be like, give me that, yo, man.
You don't know numbers? Hey, man.
Give me five.
Chicken quesadilla. That girl
at the register was not trying to take that woman's order. And see his shit like that going viral. All right,
give me that number.
Maybe there's like a hostile takeover over there. They're just trying to pretend.
Taco Bell niggas that don't speak English, get your shit together because Trump ain't fucking around.
Give me that Ariana Grande.
Oh, God.
Hey, didn't he apologize? Didn't that dude finally apologize?
The pastor.
His apology was more of a, I was just trying to be funny and make light of a situation. It wasn't really an apology.
I'm sorry that y'all were offended.
Basically.
Look, she ain't.
That's
even,
weak.
And it makes his joke worse because she ain't even Mexican.
Man.
I mean, never mind the fact that the whole time he made that joke, he like had a like arm bar beside him.
Oh, yeah. He got some side boob, actually.
Let me get some of this side boob. She ain't even got that much titty. All right, let's go to the next.
Man, before we go to the next topic, go ahead, caller. Who's on the line?
I don't know. I think they're just hungry.
This is Trey.
Trey, what's going on? Trey, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm all right, man. How you all doing?
We doing all right, bro. It's good to hear your voice. Tell me, what's going on with you today?
All right, so I came in the tail end of the Mexican food conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't missed shit then. It's still still hot tamales on the floor.
No, 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 no pun intended, right?
No pun intended.
So I got to stick my pinky finger out and talk about Texas Day Brazil and Gauchos.
Oh, you highfalutin.
Oh, okay.
Low key.
Okay, you a little fancy.
Trey was at Texas Day Brazil. Actually, Trey treated me and my lovely wife, along with his lovely wife, to Texas Day Brazil.
Oh, Trey Ball. Oh,
that was real cute.
And this was some years ago. And it was funny because my man, the maitre d', came up to the table and was like, "Hey, brother, how you doing? You just coming back from the war?" And I was like, "Wow. Nah,
damn.
But I'm about to tax your ass in this restaurant."
let me paint the picture.
Go ahead, Doc.
Marty had about four plates of food in front of him. He was gripping one fork in one hand and a fork and a knife in the other hand.
That's right.
And that's when the maitre d' was like, "Slow down, brother, man. You like he just got from the war, man. You all right?"
Either the war or jail.
That's right. The Baron had to represent, man. For real. Oh, you like Gauchos, though, man? I fuck with Gauchos, though.
I thought Gauchos was like...
Yeah, I ain't never fuck with Gauchos.
It's like the Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
The thing about Gauchos and Texas Day Brazil, they're pretty much one and the same, mm-hmm. is that you can't go to them all the time. Like, even if you can't afford to go all the time...
You shouldn't.
It will lose... It'll lose its, you know, it won't feel as special. If you
so
go
which
all
one's
time.
Better?
You go every, it depends. Once in a while, you want to do something special.
And you'll get the gout.
You kind of will. There's a lot of salt. There's a lot of meat. A
lot of fat.
I mean,
still ain't answering my question,
totally agree
but
with
okay.
You. I which totally agree with you, Trey. I mean, there's no difference. Like, Gaucho is just a Gaucho or Churrascara is like the type of restaurant it is where they come and
so
serve.
Gaucho's better.
It's the same shit, bro.
Just say which one.
Like, if you don't mind eating downtown,
Texas,
you know, in that atmosphere, that's fine. Too.
I mean, I've had Texas Day Brazil. I've never had Gauchos. That's why I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, which one is better?
Fogo de Chao.
It's not really a better. It's just, you know, just wherever it's closest to you. It's not so much a better one.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
So it's like Chipotle and Qdoba?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah. Though Qdoba's queso slaps.
So they just walk around and just throw meat in your face until you can't.
Throw meat in your face, Paul.
Okay.
All right.
Open your mouth. I throw meat in your face.
Jesus. Thanks for the call, Trey. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem.
Peace.
Talk to you.
Yep. Speaking of meat being thrown at people's face.
Ooh.
We got another caller.
Dang. You can't even talk about meat getting thrown at people.
That was a weak ass segue. Speaking of meat.
Go ahead, caller. Who's on the line?
How you doing? This is Miles in Arizona.
Oh, man. The homie Miles. This is my little bro, y'all. How you doing tonight, bro?
What's up, Miles?
Doing well. You know, it's pretty warm out here in Arizona.
Oh, don't stun on us.
I believe it's about 100.
Right. Talking about Arizona.
Yeah, it's about 100, over 107 actually, but things are going pretty well out here. I just want to kind of talk about a couple of things that you guys talked about.
About the Lions. Go ahead and give us a spiel, man.
Go ahead. Wait a minute.
You from Detroit?
He from Detroit.
Okay, you can talk about the Lions.
Schoolcraft in Kentucky, nigga.
I lived in Detroit for a good about 19 years, and the Lions have been bad ever since I lived there. Moved out here, and the Lions are a running joke out here, man. It's bad, but the Lions always been bad.
How much heat you catch down there in Arizona being from Detroit? The Lions.
For one, like, you know, I'm a hardcore Pistons fan. You know, I rep the Pistons all the time, man. And they always jump on me like, "Oh, what about the Lions?" I denounced football years ago.
He in the villain camp.
Since Barry retired, that was it, you know, because we had to deal with Charlie Batch.
Big headed ass Charlie
Harrington. Joey Harrington. Yeah.
horrible quarterbacks. And you know what? I kind of feel bad because Matthew Stafford isn't protected as much from what I saw. But I mean, again, you can't really, you know, do anything about those. I don't know how many interceptions he had, about six.
Not to mention all the times he dropped the fucking ball.
Are you about to, what you about to do, Macho?
I just think it's interesting. Like,
a lot of people, they don't really touch upon those. Some of those passes were catchable that I've seen.
Macho, you know, trying to defend him.
I'm just saying, it's like people are acting like they weren't bad in the beginning. They've been bad for a long time. So it's like there's no difference. There's nothing new.
This is special bad.
How is it special bad?
Because they had two fucking...
How is it special bad? It's been bad for years, bro.
Whole new level of bad.
At what other time? It's going to be another 0-16.
I'm already calling two worst teams in the league.
Okay. Have we not seen terrible defeat before this?
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
We have. Okay.
Yeah.
Have we had an 0-16 before?
Mm-hmm. But it's a certain feeling in the air right now.
This isn't new.
Detroit's on the rise, man.
This is like some Phil Collins shit. You can feel it in the air, though.
Like a gunshot.
Here's the thing about football. It takes years for your organization to build up. If you don't have a solid foundation, you're going to be in a pit. You're going to be the drizzling shit for about a good 10 years.
Not the drizzling shit.
Diarrhea, like explosive diarrhea.
I don't being good in 5 years.
I know you ain't talking about a marathon. I know you ain't talking about a seven wipe shit, bro.
I'm talking about like diarrhea shit. Like that team is going to be bad. I just don't see anything coming for the next five years for that team.
So how do we get here?
No number one draft pick is going to help. Nothing's going to help that organization. They need to start from the management on up.
I've been saying that, and I agree with that. So how did the Lions get here, though? Because it was at some point where we went to the playoffs, and it was looking good for a little bit, and then all of a sudden we just went to the shitter. How did that happen?
The old white man said no.
The quarterback. And one thing they need to do, from my understanding, is they need to get rid of that offensive coach, that quarterback coach. They need to get rid of him.
But Matt Stafford
was
like...
He has not provided anything good. Because Stafford is a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I was about to say, people complain about
him. It's just when you run it for your life every game, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, they complain about him all the time. They just gave him that big-ass contract. God, man.
You said Michael Vick. Thank you for calling in, Miles.
We're done with you.
Yeah.
One thing I want to touch upon, the whole Taco Bell, last thing, actually, the Taco Bell situation.
How bad you want to shit on us down in Arizona, nigga? You right near the border.
Taco Bell's better?
Oh, yeah, good Mexican food down here. We call it Taco Hell. So, no one goes to Taco Bell out here. You better off going to better Mexican restaurants out here.
We appreciate you calling in, bro. Thank you.
No problem, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
And before we take another call, we got to talk about all this white-on-white violence, the continuation of the white-on-white violence. And I go ahead and grab that bell, Macho. I want to give a special ding. Oh, it's right there by the laptop. I want to give a special ding to the resident butthurt emperor of the universe right now. My nigga Machine Gun Kelly. This nigga got these motherfuckers in the standocracy so goddamn mad. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And my thing is, if he was as irrelevant everything as everybody's saying, why is everybody getting so upset? Why do so many top tier MCs have to come to M's defense? Why are three interviews got to be dropped before a diss record? Why is all this madness going on? Then you got people uploading fake songs from years ago, fake diss records. Niggas literally risking their whole channel to be in on the zeitgeist.
Because it was good.
Of this beef.
Well, it was good.
Yeah, because the diss was good.
This was actually good.
You never seen anybody do this on this type of level to Eminem.
No, I don't think we've ever seen M get dismantled like this since maybe what, Ja?
Because even when Ja Rule did it, it was Ja Rule doing it. So it was like Ja Rule was already losing. And they was like, he came back with that shit. And they was like, oh, he already washed. It don't matter.
They took a whole team. Let's not forget that.
No, I'm just saying the public perception was he Ja Rule. Like, it don't really matter. 50 gonna kill him anyway.
And I mean, public perception in these, the clout era has effectively killed beef. The minute that you got Arby's and Wendy's commenting on rap beef, it's over. It's fucking over.
I don't respect Arby's. I'm just saying.
Arby's marketing team is clutch. I can't hate on that.
The Drake Meek Mill beef exposed to me that it was already over. Like, Meek Mill supposedly getting at Drake about having ghostwriters, and the reason why he got at Drake about having ghostwriters is because the ghostwriter wouldn't write for him. Right. It's over. It's fucking over.
Fighting over ghostwriter.
Nigga.
I want your ghostwriter. Nah, you can't have my
bitch ass nigga using the ghostwriter.
You better get your own ghostwriter.
I don't even think it matters no more.
And it's all alleged.
You better go to Greenfield Plaza and get you a ghostwriter.
Okay.
And it's all alleged because everybody that's technically in the studio with you.
Like, that's for Green Bill.
Everybody that's technically in the studio with you at the time of a song's creation can technically vie for writing credit. Right. I saw another person trying to discredit the fucking the Rap Devil disc because the producer had a writing credit. Well, if you compose the beat, that technically counts as writing. Also, producers will have their drop.
Name tag. And that's and like Eminem be having a whole bunch of writers on this shit. But his like, he's the main writer. That's all that really matters, right?
Yeah.
This shit is just stupid. Like, let your legend die.
And not only let your legend die, let the fucking public have fun. All of us. Everybody collectively has had to sit through a time where their favorite artist, rapper, singer, or otherwise was the brunt of public ridicule. Sometimes it's like that, but it's like y'all motherfuckers out here caping for a nigga that's a known and petulant bully. Y'all out here looking sad, man. Right. Let the public have their fun with this, man.
Like,
stop fucking caping. Let the shit happen. The nigga will be all right. He got $300 fucking million dollars.
Right. Eminem put out, the problem is Eminem put out a mediocre diss. Like, it wasn't that great.
For Eminem, I agree.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. And, like, people criticizing MGK bars talking about, oh, the beard is weird. The beard is weird.
When it was just a setup for another line.
But Eminem said, man bun handgun.
I told you.
Like,
when
Jay-Z said,
would you rather be old rich me or new you? All I heard was, old hoe-ass nigga hating on the youth. All he ever talk about is money. That's why he whacked. That's why he washed. I'd rather be 80-year-old me, 20-year-old you. Oh, my God, nigga. Right. He didn't kill them. Washed. It's over.
Eminem's so hypocritical because he did the same thing to Everlast that MGK is doing to him.
He is literally, for all intents and meme joke purposes, he is literally the old man that he made that song about. From the sweatsuit to the interviews to the being befuddled.
All he need to do is have a heart attack. Which I don't know if Eminem is that far away from. All right, I didn't mean to say that, but yeah.
I mean,
he was drugged up.
Them shits will creep back up on you. Rest in peace to my nigga Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero was in the shape of his fucking life.
Yep. And he clowned Everlast for having a heart attack on stage.
He did. And that's why I don't understand.
Eminem is always screaming.
Drugs literally cause stress fractures. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
On your shit, but and look, it just sits there.
But look at Eminem now. He looked like Carol off Walking Dead. And like you can see,
get that nigga the bell right, man. Motherfucking.
That man come lost on, man. His candy coating.
Respect on.
Shout out to motherfucking Carol from The Walking Dead.
Hey, low key, she was the hardest person on that show.
Small segue. I want to give the credit to the motherfuckers that write The Walking Dead for what y'all did with Carol's character. In comparison, now fuck you niggas hardcore for ruining my favorite fucking character from the fucking book. My favorite character from The Walking Dead comics was Andrea, and y'all literally made her the wackest motherfucking character. And
I never really read too much of the comics.
Garbage.
But Carol, given where she started to where she ended up, bravo.
Yeah, she was a beaten.
She's a one man army.
That's character development. That's damn near Sarah Connor level character development.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
What
Sarah
about
Connor with
really
body?
Have a thing for Carol.
What about
body
old,
Carol?
What about old girl from Alien?
I mean. Sarah Connor, Carol, and Ellen Ripley. I hold them all in the same because you got to look at where they came from.
I don't.
Sarah Connor versus Ellen Ripley.
Listen,
Sarah
man.
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor, the most hard body bitch of all time.
She the original OG.
Only Sarah Connor can survive some drifter ass nigga coming from the future shooting the club up as they get chased by a homicidal killer robot. And then she carry the kid and teach the kid how to shoot guns at 5 because he's supposed to lead humanity in the future. The bitch was crazy.
She the real
dog.
MVP because she took she. He could have been a homeless guy, but she let him hit raw.
I mean, look, dog. He did say he did save her life.
He
did
was
save
like,
her
she,
life.
He just came into her life. Told her some future tale. It could have been a druggie. You don't know that,
bro.
Nah, you could have been housed.
She saw that nigga. She saw that nigga shoot a nigga.
I mean,
point
technically
blank
he was
range.
A bum. So.
She saw that nigga shoot a nigga point blank range with a shotgun 3 times, and the nigga got back up. I followed the nigga too. I mean,
but
what
look,
the fuck?
Okay, but Sarah Connor. At least Sarah Connor was living in the world that was still the world. You know what I'm saying? Like
true.
It was a normal world. Ripley was in space. And she had to deal with aliens and shit in the space. Carol has to deal with the world when it ended. You know what I'm saying? This is zombies running around. It's like a handful of people left. I don't know. I think Carol's situation might have been a little rougher.
I don't know, man. That fighting the machines shit was...
I mean, fighting the machines is one thing, but the only thing worse than a psychotic killer that's after you is psychotic killers after you while you're surrounded by a bunch of dumb niggas. And unequivocally, the characters on the Walking Dead TV show, y'all are some of the stupidest motherfucking people I have
plus
ever
plus, the zombies
seen.
Weren't that's, really that
I
hardcore.
I can't even watch it anymore. Like, watch it's anymore. Just,
I'm just waiting for Rick to die.
The whole time you're watching, like, why would you do that?
It's coming back. It's coming back, too. But one of the other, what was I about to say? Oh, fuck, man, fuck Rick. That's all I got to say.
Damn. What you got here? Wait
don't like
a minute,
the,
hold up.
You
why you, like got, why you got so much hate for Rick?
Rick is a hypocrite.
Rick is all the motherfuckers is hypocrites.
Not like Rick, though. Not like Rick, though.
Yeah, not because Rick had morals, and he was trying to hold on to them stupid
shit. Them morals is done.
Nigga, he watched his wife die. He went through too much shit.
Listen, when that kind of shit happens, you just have to say, fuck your morals, make some new ones, and get on with your life.
It's a no new world. It's a whole new world.
Jesus. Yes.
Oh, God. Rick, if you listening to this, Rick Grimes, what's that nigga real name?
Andrew Lincoln.
Leave the show.
He already said he gonna leave.
Leave it for real.
How y'all think Rick gonna go out?
Bit.
He probably gonna fly out. Somebody gonna throw him off a cliff or something.
Jesus.
Like, he gonna have to get blown up. Like, you gotta get rid of that nigga. But they killed the only person in the whole fucking show that made sense.
These niggas are still watching the show.
They killed this nigga like 3 years ago. They killed
fucking
Shane.
Heathens.
When they killed Shane, that was the end of the show.
Thank you.
The only motherfucker
that was the realest nigga on that show, and I was mad they got rid of him. Next to the mayor.
The governor.
Yeah. They was the only two hard body characters I cared about in that show.
Man, watching that episode where you see all that shit Shane was going through to protect Rick's monkey ass. y'all would have just had to split that bitch, man. Low key.
I ain't splitting shit. I would have killed for him. Yeah. I would have killed my bust my gun for that. It's the last of the we in the last of our days too.
No, he took care of your wife and your son, nigga.
Right. Yeah. Hold him down.
And you know that's his baby. That's his baby.
Look, you owe him half a bitch.
He was shooting that club up hard.
Just half.
You owe him half a bitch.
Extenuating circumstances, my nigga. Ain't nobody washed up in years. Hey, y'all gonna have to take some L's, my nigga.
Ugh.
I would have shot Rick. I would have probably. If I was Shane, I would have shot Rick.
Yeah.
That was his homie. He loved that nigga, man.
Yeah, but you know.
I don't even want to talk
Did you
about
see that homie. Nigga crying when Shane fucking, when he knew that he had to leave Rick? And he tried to barricade the door, and the nigga just bust down crying. I was like, I feel for this nigga, dog, because this nigga is literally trying to save this nigga's life. It's just fucked.
They bringing him back, so I don't know how that's going to work.
What?
Yeah, they bringing back Shane.
It's because they messed up and they killed too many people, and they're just now realizing this.
Wait a minute.
We're going to have to resurrect some motherfuckers.
But look.
He needs to come back as the Punisher.
Today on comicbook.com, they said The Walking Dead is bringing back Shane heavily in the next season. So he going to be in a whole lot of episodes. I don't know what he going to be doing.
He just going to be some other nigga that looks Shane-esque.
Going to have an afro.
Feel like his twin brother or some dumb shit.
My name is Thane.
Thane. You sure it's not Shane?
No, I'm Thane.
I'm Thanos' son.
I'm Thane's lost brother. Ugh.
Let's go to the next one.
Speaking of sons, let's talk about two characters that don't ever have sons, but apparently it has been announced and revealed that they are in a loving relationship. And I'm talking about Bert and Ernie.
Hey, Bert.
Some fringe ass void writer from Sesame Street has came out and said, oh, well, you know, Bert and Ernie are gay.
But didn't we already know that?
I mean, no.
I just
not really.
It's implied.
All puppets are gay.
Wow. That's fair.
What?
They got hands up their ass. Usually man's hands
like
up their ass.
All the time.
I ain't never think of it like that, to be honest with you.
Shout out to Ginger. Get her the bell.
I'm just saying. There's something about puppets. Even as a child, I was like, I don't trust these.
Elmore's voice was high as hell.
But I think it's funny that all of the media after Sesame Street would make commentary of Bert and Ernie being gay, but we never saw, like, there was never no such shit between them. They just lived together. Yeah. But I guess now,
like, in the perfect stranger,
in the day and age of the Element OP, you can't have two niggas in the same vicinity.
Say that again.
The Element OP, because I'm not trying to get sued.
Maybe they're just finally at a place where they're comfortable enough where they feel like they don't have to hide. They can come out now.
I mean, fuck it. They got an autistic.
Hey, like, was
it
Brokeback Mountain?
They got an autistic puppy.
Brokeback Puppets.
But 30 years of being in the closet and living together.
Hold on. Pause. Don't give me no fucking ideas.
Broke back puppets.
Because I will make a total.
Like, I ain't gonna never get up on you.
Do
it with
the minivan.
Yes.
Oh. That nigga Bernie. I call him nigga Bernie.
Bernie.
Gert and Ernie.
They did the fusion dance. It came out Bernie.
Gert and Ernie.
Maybe that's their couple name.
We call us Bernie.
It's just, I don't know, man. Like,
he's wearing a man
Sesame
bun
Street,
or some shit.
Probably so.
Man bun handgun.
Sesame Street's been on some wild shit, man. Like, first, there was an autistic puppet, and then.
You got an autistic puppet.
They had all kind of puppets.
There's a puppet with HIV.
I was just about to say
what?
That.
Yep. You got the HIV?
So how do you explain to a child the HIV on a puppet? And he's like, whoa.
Dude, they just made a movie with Melissa McCarthy that has Muppets in it, and they're like snorting sugar.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, but,
sugar
but you
stuff.
Know,
yeah.
Kids can't watch that movie.
Yeah, it's a rated R movie, ain't it?
That was the Muppets, right?
It was.
I don't know. They're all puppets.
It's like Muppet.
Who created the Muppets?
Frank Oz, who is right now being attacked.
So who the fuck is Hanna-Barbera?
It was some other nigga.
Jim Henson.
Hanna-Barbera?
Jim Henson's son made that.
Isn't that like Cartoon Network?
Jim Henson's son made that movie that you was talking about.
Y'all remember Crank Yankers?
Yeah, I do.
That shit was dope.
You remember the
Patrice O'Neal.
My nigga Special Ed.
You remember the episode where there was the UPS and my mans was on the phone with that black chick and he was telling her to go take a Quaalude?
No. You're crazy.
Only you remember some
Bill
shit
Cosby,
like that, right?
Bill Cosby puppet.
Dog, that shit was legendary.
Like you see, the Quaalude.
The chick was going in because he called her about a package that she didn't get. And she was just, it was a typical black chick. She going in on
him. Typical black chick.
It's like,
tell us how you really feel.
Just chill out. Just have a Quaalude or something.
Oh my God. What year is this? The 60s?
It's funny because the one puppet that picked up the phone from the druggy nigga looked and sounded like Villain. He was yelling at the black, don't be talking no trash.
What happened to that show?
It died. Like everything else on comics.
Eminem ruined it.
Eminem, really?
He made a video.
What did he do? He just talked some shit?
He was on a couple episodes, and this was around the time where he got into that beef with my nigga Triumph, the Insult Comedy Dog.
Oh, yeah.
The
How
nigga
you getting a beef with a puppet?
Because Eminem can't take a fucking joke.
Even from a puppet.
The guy that was doing Triumph, the Insult Comedy Dog, got at Eminem in the VMAs.
I remember that. He was looking all serious. I'm like, how you be Eminem and you make a living off clowning people and being silly, but when somebody do that shit to you, you all, don't do that to me, dog.
Well, he did say it. It's always funny until it happens to me.
I have feelings. Sensitive. I'm from 8 Mile and Warren.
Okay. Can you imagine he's like in the recording studio, he's got a picture of a freaking hand puppet up, his inspiration.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm gonna
ready.
Talk shit to this picture.
Like, I'm ready.
I'm ready for the disc. I'm ready for the disc.
Like,
I'm ready for Eminem and Slaughterhouse and D12 to get a hat on the ground.
The floorboards and the whore pours.
I hope these puppets start like revolting.
Here's
some
four tours. I do too.
And the tours,
that would
tours,
be
tours.
Probably the best thing that could come out of this.
A puppet disc?
Possibly. You know what? Hey.
And the floor tours.
I want everybody to give Chris D'Elia a round of applause for having the motherfucking
freestyle.
Verse of 2018.
Yeah, verse of the year. That's what
verse
I'm,
of the fucking year,
that
sir.
That shit lit, though.
I'm promoting that as verse of the year. Like that, I'm on a campaign. That
I knew that nigga was a legend when that nigga. So I'm a big fan of people that do good impersonations.
Yeah.
And it's one thing for you to sound like
Except
a rapper.
Except Ari Spears. I ain't gonna lie.
You only got four impersonations.
Yeah, all his impersonations sound like Ari Spears doing an impersonation.
Yeah, I was like, that raccoon need to stop.
Woo!
Give yourself the bell, nigga.
No, I ain't giving myself the bell. That nigga need to hear that.
No!
That nigga need to hear that,
Woo.
Not only did this nigga
It worked for
Mad TV.
Mad TV, but then it's like after that it was just like, all right, dog, you How long can you keep doing this?
Not only did this nigga have Eminem's voice and cadence down, but the nigga had the goddamn rhyme schemes and the mid-verse pauses. When that nigga said, you driving around in a Ford Taurus, driving over the floorboards, having an abortion at the same time you're getting divorced, sitting next to Harrison Ford, I was like, nigga, this nigga is wigging.
He's spitting.
And then I'm panicking, and then the mid-verse pause, you know how Eminem would be like, and then he'll say something real calm.
You think he done?
That nigga was like, Blanikin, Pamkin, you using way too many napkins. Line of the year, my nigga.
You using way too many.
That shit was hot.
Napkin lemon, dog.
I think we summoned Napkin Gang into existence.
Let's go, Napkin Gang.
Napkin culture.
I'm getting a shirt. Got a napkin on it.
Well,
napkin on these hoes.
That's fair, because we're going to go to the next segue.
The original mic drop, the napkin drop.
The napkin, yes. You got to have a hand up.
You got to have a hand up.
So I wish that the people at Hattage Underground was there to listen. We got to start recording these conversations so we can charge y'all Patreon money so y'all can hear the fucking shit.
Patreon. Hattage Underground has a Patreon, just in case you people didn't know.
Yeah, we'll be sharing a link.
We'll be sharing a link soon.
We got some content for y'all.
Still under construction, but Patreon is there.
But
I would like a sub link.
Oh no!
Yeah,
we got you.
Patreon, me too.
So we Patreon, me too.
Oh god!
So we was having a conversation.
Fuck.
About Jesus. Paying for sex, going to the strip club, really? Because I mean, even if you don't fuck, you kind of did pay for it.
Yeah.
So
it's a sex worker, still a sex worker.
Sex worker is still a sex worker, and you know how much we respect and revere all of our sex working friends. Unless we don't fuck
hoes. Hoes.
All right, you're going to say it again.
So the conversation was pretty much the do's and don'ts and when is it fair to pay for sex. Villain, of course.
Never. The fuck I'm paying for sex for? You getting fucked too.
I feel that I have to agree with Villain, mostly because, man, when you think about how much value you place on worthless shit, nigga, it literally takes an entire crew of people in city infrastructure to get you a clean glass of water. If you want some gooch from a man or a woman, buy them something to eat and make them laugh and you in.
Yeah, you should be.
A clean glass of water is a lot more complicated to fucking get and create than just, you know what I'm saying, you getting some flesh rubbing.
Right. And like, if you don't want to fuck me, if I got to give you some money to fuck me, I don't want to fuck you then. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, here, take this old green money so I can slip my dick in your armpit pussy.
But see, you're not paying for.
It's just time.
You're not paying
for
the sex, yeah, though. Straight. You're paying for the convenience.
Yeah.
Well, that's not convenient enough.
I mean, I feel like if the vibe, if the vibe is there. And that's where they going with.
How do you even do that? You be like, hey, so like, what? When in the discussion, you just be like, hey, yeah, so I got this $100. You want
two words? How much?
Jesus, man,
$40 is typically the answer.
I don't know. I mean, Cheddar make it better. Cheddar
you just don't think about how many other $40 chicks.
I wonder.
So let me ask this. So do you think about that when you choosing, like, when you going on dates?
What
like. You're sitting there wondering, racking your head, how many homies then bent her over?
I mean, I'm going out on a date. I ain't fucking her. You know what I'm saying?
You separate the two.
You separate the two. That's fair.
Because when we go out on a date, it's to enjoy each other's time. And I necessarily don't have to pay for every date. So, that's it.
Get that nigga the Dutch bill for
that's
that
fair.
One.
That's fair. What about, so you're enforcing the Dutch?
Yeah.
You're advocate of Dutch.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Like, I don't know you. I ain't giving no good. Why am I paying money for somebody I don't know? They could just want free food. And
I don't trust you.
I don't trust no fucking body.
Yes.
There you go. Let's get it out.
I don't trust my fucking mama all the time.
Jesus.
Why should I trust my mama?
He's not wrong though. I know a bunch of people that do that shit.
That's fair.
I love my family. I love my mom. You know what I'm saying? But You never know when a motherfucker could turn on you. That's why I won't get no tattoos of nobody on my body.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not a big fan of getting
tattoos.
Shout
out to all my niggas out there that's got their number and contact info saved in somebody's phone as free meal.
Exactly.
Y'all the true non-MVP.
Because I just made that status on Facebook talking about all them niggas that get on Facebook and talk that hello beautiful shit to women and fuck
or
it.
Thank you for accepting.
Thank
my
you
friend.
For accepting my friend invite. You fucking simp. Simp.
It is simp. It's very simp. But you know what? It's I think now because the. I think now because nobody taught them the game.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Think that's what it is. Just nobody taught them the game.
That's because the game is to be sold, not told, my nigga.
A lot of these niggas ain't
Yeah, got, but some niggas need to be counseled. Like,
a lot of these niggas I ain't agree. Got fathers.
Some niggas be running around.
You better do your best to motherfucking approximate, nigga.
I guess that's what they think they're doing. Because rappers is like, oh, yeah, I'm baddest chick or whatever, whatever.
I'll never understand that. We got a caller coming in. Caller, go ahead. Who's on the line?
Nigga.
Nigga. What's going on, dog?
Hey, bro.
How you doing?
Yeah, that tattoo shit ain't sweet, bro.
Yeah, I'm not with that. Yeah, I'm not with that.
I have to agree with Villain on that one. What's up, my nigga Fabo? What's really good, man?
God, you Fabo.
Call me Fabo. Snigga to the what's
you
up,
got
man?
The Fabo shades on. You
I had the Fabo. Yeah, I took it off for a minute. You know, I had to come down for a minute. What's up?
How you doing, man? You got any commentary on any of this fuck shit we talking about tonight, Tudor?
Yeah, man. I'm going to go back on a couple things real quick. First and foremost, you loser-ass niggas that be rooting for the fucking Lions. Like, don't understand that shit. Like, nigga.
Got to give him a chance, though. You got to give him a chance.
You can give him a chance for 50 years.
But you still got a root
bro,
for him. That's
that
the
nigga,
home team.
Hey, that shit real. Sports curses are real.
I agree.
Shout out to my nigga Lil B. Protect that base man God. At all costs.
At all costs, nigga.
All costs. Base God.
T-Y.
Yeah,
BG.
For real, nigga.
Young baby.
Yeah, but fuck the Lions. Hey, I want to go back to my Chipotle, nigga. Fuck Chipotle.
You was
I
the
prefer
first.
My ethnic food prepared by the palest of hands.
That's
nigga.
Right.
I don't want my ethnic food cooked by ethnic motherfuckers because, nigga, I'm American. I'm a real American. I fight for what's right.
You was the first person I ever heard speak the motherfucking gospel on Chipotle. Actually, now that I think about it, this was probably back in the Sylvia Hath of Kickadoo days where you got on Chipotle before, classic shit, right? Deluxe trash. You got on Chipotle before the motherfucking foodborne illness shit happened. Where they had niggas projectile vomiting
nigga.
Out their anus.
Literal shit. Like, I didn't even know what Chipotle was and you was already not fucking with it.
Hey, man. But on some honey shit, though, I have to give a special shout out to Qdoba for keeping Mud Sharks. They be going through the emo phase and ploy. Okay. Them niggas is off the chain for that, nigga. Right, but and lastly, my nigga, Taco Bell is for the culture. Chipotle is for the vultures, nigga.
I feel that, my nigga. You got any thoughts? You got
oh,
any
yeah.
thoughts
oh,
about
yeah. One
the-
more shout out to Texas Day Brazil, because that shit is for yuppies with that will pay like money to hookers just to torture their balls. Like, why are you eating that shit? Like, it's trash. It's like the most blandest chicken, blandest steak in the world, and niggas be paying like what? $80 for that shit?
Better or worse than Gus's?
No. No.
Yes. You got any thoughts about this Machine Gun Kelly Eminem shit, man?
Man, you're... No.
Of course I know, bro, because we've been fighting. Damn,
man.
We've been fighting niggas
riff
on...
Riff
Raff the God. Yes. Riff!
That's the only white rapper. That's the only white rapper I respect.
Versace Python.
Versace Python, nigga. 20-inch guns, well, nigga.
Gonna, I done came down.
Burly boys.
Yeah, nigga.
Burly boys.
Could have played for Vanderbilt.
Woo. But MGK did get the win on that nigga. Eminem was just he just butt hurting. And then you got Royce covering that nigga for him. He's looking like
a bitch right now.
And it's funny because you know what I was listening to earlier? You know what came on while I was in the gym? The Royce the 5'9 disc called Malcolm X, where Royce was going in on M, D12, G-Unit, 50, all them niggas. And I don't know. maybe he felt obligated to protect M at all costs.
Man, he trying to secure the bag, but yeah, wait, I ain't gonna say too much more about that. I don't want Trick to come shoot the fucking place up, bro. With that being said, bye.
Bye.
I appreciate your discretion, man. And I mean, you know, ain't nobody here got no malice in their heart towards none of these niggas. We are objective fans. We listen to and pay for y'all fucking music. What the fuck I look like not being able to speak my opinion on opinionated niggas?
Yeah, I was a fan of Eminem when he came out. You know, I was a big fan. And as he got older, I became less and less of a fan. because his music just ain't as good. Like, I don't got a problem with him as a person. It's the music not.
I feel that. Caller, who's on the line?
What up, though?
Oh, my nigga. What's going on, dog?
Ruhan in the building.
You can tell by all the attitude.
Yeah, two things to talk about. I'm not going to talk about the Lions, but they got the best quarterback ever. You know, Joey Harris in that deal.
Let's go. Let's go.
Man, your whole family.
The GOAT.
Curry more like, but yeah.
No, I don't see why everybody hates Chipotle, man. Like, it's delicious to me.
Hey, Chipotle.
Hey, it get the job done.
Get you through some hard times.
We gotta get you and Tuna in the same place because I want to see this. I want to see this conversation happen, dog.
Arguing over Chipotle.
You want to know what's the devil food?
What's the devil food?
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice.
Ooh.
Y'all ever had pickle juice?
That shit is terrible.
I shit on myself so bad.
Have you ever done a pickleback?
Get that nigga the bell.
Have you done a pickleback?
Fuck is a pickleback?
It's where you take a shot, usually whiskey, thing. At least for me, and then you follow it with a shot of pickle juice.
I didn't talk about.
What's that, man?
It is not that bad to taste.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, finish it out.
Pay for the convenience of the stuff in between this.
That's because you and Chrysler.
Oh God! Don't let him hold a Chrysler.
Tell him how you feel.
Tell him how you feel, Rue. Get it.
Yeah, get at him.
I feel like that.
He said you only feel like that because you're for Chrysler. He said you only feel that way because you at Chrysler. Get at this nigga right quick, dog.
Oh Lord!
Y'all ain't got that much time to spend.
Keep losing
y'all's sponsorship. Fuck all that. We fuck with Chrysler. I know it's some hoes out there at Chrysler right now with the $40 on the low.
The 40 bar.
Shout out to y'all.
I know.
For the 40 bar.
Look, it ain't about pamphlets. It's just how you feel afterward. You feel like shit. I just worked
that's why
a whole hour just to fuck this bitch for 10 minutes.
That's why you shouldn't do it.
And that pussy would be good. Because you know she fucking you only for the money.
It's kind of sort of.
Why is it so many chicks on the conveyor belt line making $25, $28 an hour, but fucking for $40? What's up with that?
Horn is in the blood.
Because you can do it.
Oh, Lord.
You know what else in the blood? Herpes.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. No.
Right. Shout out to STD Young Boy.
I know
Bill would
take the stage, though. Why he over there lying.
Lying.
Yes!
Somebody lying. Nigga, you can get the itchy scratchies all you want, my nigga. Hey, I don't fuck with that shit. I'll throw a napkin on you and Macho. I'll throw a napkin on both of y'all.
He got a subscription online tonight. I know he about to have virtual sex with somebody.
You said virtual sex.
Virtual. You be paying for the cams?
Yep. Hell nah.
Come on, man.
I ain't never played no cam.
Cams be lit.
Nah.
You got a cam favorite. What's your real favorite cam, girl?
I ain't got no favorite cam.
Man, when you lonely, you might have to get that free 99 for a minute.
Pornhub be popping.
Y'all thing. I'm about to keep building these cars and listening to y'all.
Right, we appreciate right, you, and we appreciate everybody on the line right now. Y'all keep working hard. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, do
your
thing, man. We respect y'all.
We're going to still keep making fun of y'all at them Chrysler hairlines, though, for real.
Stop wearing them jackets.
Take care, Rue. Shout out to all my plant niggas, man. Y'all be going through hell. Don't nobody appreciate y'all. All
right. With your at home family and your Chrysler family that you got on the low.
Listen, man, when you work around motherfuckers 12 to 16 hours a day, I mean, I feel the same way about the underground niggas. You know what I'm saying? I actually spend the holidays with these niggas. I go see my family and then go back to spending time with these niggas. Trauma bonds niggas, dog.
I just hung out with my boy, Howard for his birthday on Saturday or whatever. And he works for Chrysler and for Delta Airlines. So he works for two different type of areas like that.
So two different types of 40 balls.
Yeah. First of all.
What implant did they get at nigga to where he don't require sleep no more?
He don't really. He don't. I think that nigga might be a robot. I be feeling like that. I'm like, you making all this money. You got all this shit. But you don't have time to enjoy it. But some people are like that.
Well, he probably investing. He probably going to be out the game at 50.
Probably.
I guess.
Better to rest when you ain't got no knees to stand up on.
But I want to. I want to at least be able to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you keep yourself in shape. Hey.
I mean, that's honest. I want to be fucking. I don't want to be 50-year-old fucking. Like, I don't want to be 70-year-old fucking when I'm 50. You know what I'm saying? I want to be.
So you want to pay for it later?
You seen Sylvester Stallone?
I don't know. I might pay for it later.
You going to pay for it later.
Sylvester Stallone, 70. Sylvester Stallone, 72, dog.
Let me handle that cable bill.
You know. You be in Shane Park.
Don't be out here. Don't be out here.
Sylvester Stallone, what?
72, dog. Out here looking like a champion, nigga.
That nigga Sylvester Stallone got the Hulk Hogan body.
That steroids about to catch up to him.
That nigga look like a hot dog.
Looks like nylons that someone just shoved full of hamburger.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god. Yo, Adrian.
Tell me I'm wrong though. Jesus. No, you don't have to look that bad at 50. Joe Rogan's 51.
Yeah. Joe Rogan is 51.
But Joe is still like active as fuck.
Joe Rogan
though.
Is a monster though. That don't count. I'm talking about a regular 50-year-old right. person.
Who else might not apply to
Joe still be kickboxing.
Shout out to my nigga Joe motherfucking Rogan. You talking about some motherfucking crazy fucking development, bro.
That Joe Rogan, bear meat and shit.
Joe Rogan had done it all, man.
Joe is the GOAT.
Joe is the GOAT, damn near.
Joe is the GOAT.
And fucking podcast is great.
Shout out to Joe Rogan if you're listening. We would love to have you on the show.
Yeah, we'd love to be on the show,
right,
nigga.
Let us on the show.
Can we all go to his?
I'm down.
If you're listening.
I'll bring weed.
We bring the Haddish. Bring the Haddish to Joe Rogan, everybody.
I'm down for that.
I love to see a collab.
I'm down for that. I want to get in there and talk to Joe Rogan about some conspiracy theory shit. But not go unhinged like Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo.
I just want to smoke with Joe Rogan.
I want to try to submit him.
Good luck with
that. Nigga gonna beat you.
I want to try it.
Your braids
can work.
Your
dress get unlocked
what
and everything.
What do you
everything.
Have?
It can try it. I can try it. Don't hurt to try.
He gonna hit that nigga with the villain.
I ain't gonna fight him standing up.
I'm gonna just put my Fabo shades on while he's doing it.
We're gonna do like pour your Mountain Dew in his eyes, hit him with some Taco Bell.
That's my finisher.
The taco. Hit somebody
taco
in the throat.
The
villain supreme.
The villain. That needs to be the name of your finishing move, dog.
The tomatoes flying out everywhere.
Yeah, a tomato nigga, and throw the napkins from Taco Bell on that bitch.
Just drop a chinchilla
we'll
napkin.
We'll set up
on
a fan
nigga.
Ahead of time so those napkins can like dramatically
Beyonce the napkins
blow through there. Oh, yes,
Jesus, nigga.
We're gonna hair commercial your napkins.
You know something?
Beyonce walk around with fans.
You know something?
What?
That moment would have destroyed a regular artist. But dog, when her hair got caught in the fan and she jerked and stopped singing, but only for one fucking second and continued to hit the notes.
Yeah.
It's like I was a crab ass nigga and couldn't stand Beyonce for a while. But you know what it was that made me I'm not a fan per se, but I respect the game. Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm a fan of somebody if I don't listen to their music. I listen to her shit when she with my nigga, but the way that she dealt with the hate is commendable. Anybody that stands up to fucking adversity when the whole motherfucking world is against you and you refuse to fucking get beat down, you refuse to stand and you refuse to go down and stay standing up 10 toes down, right. I had to respect her. The Carrie Hilson shit, everybody saying, blah, blah, blah.
Beyonce handled her shit way better than Nicki Minaj.
Yes, she did.
And Jay-Z getting punched
talking
in the
about
face.
Crybaby Nicki?
Jay-Z getting punched in the face is great.
Jeez. By who? Zimmerman or
No, Solange. He actually got punched in the face on stage recently. You ain't know that?
Yeah, where the guy ran up.
Yeah.
So he hit him for real?
He hit him in the face.
Oh, damn.
Hit him in the back of the head, I think.
Oh, okay.
It was the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, the people was already on him.
Right.
That shit was crazy.
Beyonce was just like, what's the laundry?
Beyonce ain't trying to fight nobody, man.
Get him, Solange.
She talk all that hardcore Houston shit, but Solange, I think Solange's the real guest between them two.
Yeah. The Baroness is going to withhold his comment.
Solange throw them hands
she
and
threw
feet.
Them hands.
And feet.
She tried to throw them hands and feet. That nigga Jigga Dodge game is impeccable.
Just like how he dodged like all the rest of his niggas he's hating on.
He like Mario.
Yeah.
Like it's like a video game.
Digital Jigga, even though we gotta get at you about that ghetto techno forever, my nigga. You my goat, Jigga, but and on that note.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I want to thank everybody that came out, listened to the show. As always, please remember to like, share, and subscribe for more Hattage. Let's give a round of applause for Ginger. She held us down today.
As usual.
As fucking usual. Let's go. And until next time, you know, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. ish, CPT. It's been Hattage Underground, and you've been listening to the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Samson.
And we are out. Peace.